So Semis in this week's parasha brings a word from the Kedushas Levi. The Torah talks about the Isser of Amorni and Me'ovi coming into Klal Yisrael. It seems to say something which is difficult to understand. So the Pasuk, they hired Bilam to Mekal Klal Yisrael. But before it says that, it says, Al-Dabar Asher Lo Kidnu Eskem Alechem Amayim V'Tezchem Mitzrayim. First of all, they did not greet you with Lechem and Mayim. And also the fact that they hired Bilam ben Beor, Meir on the Rayim, to give you a claw. Now, they weren't nice to you, and they hired murderers to kill you. It does not seem to be two things you can take together in one sentence. So how does the Torah put the two things together as two seemingly significant reasons? As a matter of fact, it says that the first one seems to be primary. It says, Al-Dabar Asher Lo Kidnu Eskem, that's the first one that it says. And Al-Dabar, and on this as well. So it seems to me that this is more primary. So the Kedushas Levi says a pshat, which I guess maybe has a little bit of Chassidus tinge to it. It says, Asher Lo Kidnu Eskem doesn't mean they didn't come out to greet you. It means they did not put you first. You're mocking somebody, you make them go first. They didn't put Klal Yisrael first when it comes to Lechem Amayim. They didn't recognize that Klal Yisrael is the source of hashpah, of the Torah which comes to the world. Klal Yisrael is the purpose of the Bria, and everything else is going to be revolve around that. So they didn't recognize that in a physical sense Klal Yisrael deserves to get the Lechem Amayim, because Klal Yisrael is the source. All the lechem and the mayim that moyev that they have, Amon Moyev have, they only have b'slus Klal Yisrael. So then the hemshach of the pasuk is: so you don't hire somebody to be mekalel. Lashon kol is to shrivel and withdraw the hashpah. If somebody is your source of hashpah, if somebody is your source of hashpah, obviously you would not want to be mekalel them. So the fact that they didn't put you primary as the source of their lechem amayim, they didn't recognize the milas Klal Yisrael. When did this take place? When Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, and at that point in time, Klal Yisrael became the focal point of the Bria. At that point in time, when a ger comes, he says a ger is a gorer. He's drawn along. The mile of a ger is he recognizes that the world is a world where Klal Yisrael is primary, and they want to be drawn along and be drawn into that. See, even when they would come, the pasuk is saying, even when Amon and Moab would come and become gerim, they're not really pulling themselves into Klal Yisrael, being quote unquote drawn along with Klal Yisrael. They seem to want to maintain there's some element of being independent, because they never really, really got this fact that Klal Yisrael is the source of bracha which exists in the Bria. That's what the point of Sosema says. That's something which, for ourselves, is going to make us to stop and to think. The role that Klal Yisrael plays in the Bria, we talk about the Mile of Eretz Yisrael, the source of Hashpor, the Bria, we talk about the Mizbeach, we understand the importance of the Karbonis, the importance of the Mikdash, they would not destroy the Mikdash, they would have protected the Mikdash, because the Mikdash was the source of Hashpor, the Mizbeach was the source of Hashpor. Eretz Yisrael, the Rashi looks at, Rashi says, Eretz Yisrael, and through Eretz Yisrael, the Hashpor goes to the whole Bria. And we sometimes forget Klal Yisrael that equation as well. Eretz Yisrael has that milo because it's the vehicle to allow Klal Yisrael to become what Klal Yisrael is supposed to become. The Mikdash has that milo because it has the kedusha, which through the kahanim being opened in the Mikdash and Klal Yisrael being open all the karbonis, we play that role. And it's important that we never forget that Klal Yisrael plays that role. We are the source of Toiv in the Bria. Klal Yisrael is the focal point. There's so much of Klal Yisrael in the news. We're 14 million people in a world of billions and millions of people. We really shouldn't be noticed. But we are, because we are going to be the source of bracha or chas v'shalom lehepech for the bria. It's a tremendously special role that Klai is able to play, with tremendous responsibility. And we have to recognize that and appreciate that and carry ourselves with the dignity and the strength that confers upon us. Have a good Shabbos.